Thanks for joining us. My name is Ibrahim Sani. Very recently, the Life Insurance Association of Malaysia has issued a statement saying that the life coverage of life insurance penetration in Malaysia can go as high as 54%. However, that is still low because, you know, reflectively, you're looking at 1 in 2 have life insurance in Malaysia. So there's a lot that needs to be uncovered here. And how we can actually improve on this notion of getting more people getting better coverage, particularly on life insurance. Joining us for this show is Kut Chiu Ling, the Principal Officer of Tune Protect Life. Chiu Ling, thanks for taking the time to speak with us. Let's do market review or industry analysis first. That's what the number that came up from Liam. What would be the Tune Protect assessment of how the life insurance penetration rate is for Malaysia?
Okay, so 54% life insurance penetration rate. You are looking at people that could have more than one policy, people who bought a house and took a housing loan and therefore took an MRTA through the bank. Mm. So while that number is commendable, but the true reflection of how many of Malaysians, how many of the B40, M40, SMEs really actually have life insurance, it's a much lower number.
So what's the ballpark? What's the work number?
Okay, so we believe that the B40, a large majority, like 80% of them, do not have any form of insurance cover. Life insurance for that matter. And SMEs themselves, right? SMEs, the workforce out there that come from SMEs, like 90%. 7 million employees are employed under SMEs. But how many of them are protected by their SMEs, their employers, for life or medical insurance? Very, very low.
Okay, so one would argue that life insurance or any form of insurance is a necessity and needed, but can be considered luxury if you are in the B40. Do you agree with this kind of statement?
Yes, agree, because of what is out there today, right? Many life insurance policies are complex, deemed as expensive, unattainable by the lower income segment. Simply because we are talking about investment-linked products, we are talking about protection that gives you many, many things in there and just makes the product too pricey. So yes, and that is how we come into the picture.
Okay, let's talk about what the offerings are for Tune Protect Life.
Okay, so maybe first of all, I'll just take a step back on Tune Protect Life. We are actually a participant of the Bank Negara Financial Technology Sandbox. So we are a sandbox player. And what that simply means is that we operate under the sandbox environment. We can do certain things, but not on a big scale because we are not exactly a licensed entity, but we got the impediments from Bank Negara to actually run and test what we want to do today. So our first offering today is actually an SME employee benefit product that covers life insurance for employees as well as medical insurance, cashless card as well. So these two are our key offerings. But the main product or the main offering that we are putting ourselves out there is the medical product for employees. When I say medical, I mean inpatient. So when you are admitted to a hospital, you know, the medical bill for your stay, operation, you know, the whole cost of that, that is what I'm talking about. And today, many employers do not insure their employees when such a situation occurs.
Now, why is that, do you think?
Price. We did a focus group much earlier with small SMEs, right, in small segments and from different sectors. Can be your cafe owner, it can be your small manufacturing, or it could be like, you know, your secretarial firms. And the main thing that they say is, yes, they understand medical insurance is very important for their employees, but they only have so much amount of budget. And medical bill escalate every year. When they take an insurance policy for their staff this year, it may cost X amount of dollars, but next year there's no guarantee it's going to be X amount of dollars because of high escalation costs. The insurer will come back and tell you, you need to load, you need to pay 10% more, 20% more, and they say this is just beyond their budget.
What do you mean by leverage technology to reach out new segments within this sector?
Okay, so for us, technology here can be many things, right? For one, when we come up with this product, we are trying to bring the employers directly to us. And this is something that we have not launched today, but we are looking in the next month or so. And it allows the employers, therefore, when they come directly to us and the technology is they submit it to us, they come to our B2C, business to consumer direct. They therefore do not have to incur cost of an agent, for instance, right? The servicing of an agent, you need to pay that commission. So they have that savings that we rebate back to them, and therefore they actually have a cheaper product.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about that pricing issue. When you talk about items that are out there in the market, it can be cost prohibitive to some, especially to employers and ensuring their employees, as well as individuals. Why do you think the premiums are high? Or should I mention, is the premium currently out there about the same as other countries, or are we paying too high compared to other countries?
So, good question there. If you're talking about life insurance, right, for us here in Malaysia, if we buy a life insurance product through an agency, there is commissions that you pay across 6 years, right? And it adds up to quite high. You know, it can go up to like, I think, 100% over. If you talk about overseas countries, there are some countries that are more controlled or regulated, right? So it may not be as high. But in general, you know, advisory types of products, you would need an agent to service, and therefore the agent, you need to pay a fee, right? And that's how it works. But for us today, we are looking at very simple products, products that you do not require advisory services, products that you can come direct to us. And therefore, it makes better sense that you don't need to set aside a certain amount to pay for commission fees, but you actually enjoy it yourself as a consumer. And that's the thought that we have behind our product propositions.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a bit more with Team Protect Life. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me Ku Chiu Ling, the Principal Officer of Team Protect Life. Chiu Ling, let's continue on with the conversation. Do you feel that trying to reach out to employers would get better coverage of life insurance penetration rate as opposed to going to individuals?
It's actually two different segments, yeah, Ibrahim. And we are not saying that we are not going to go to individual, but we have started our journey with employers because we see a space. SME is a very, very, it's quite a neglected space. And today, we have many incumbent players as well as many newcomers that are going into the individual space. So there's a lot of areas there or a lot of opportunities for individuals to look out for this products offering. But the SMEs, why we're there today is because there's no one out there that's really genuinely focused on them. And when I say SMEs, our definition of SMEs is in terms of employee size, right? 5 to 250 employees. And this is the segment that larger incumbent players are not too keen on. They prefer the corporates, the bigger companies, because this group of players, they will leave it out of their market. But to us, we look at them and we understand their pain point. And this is how we came up with our own product. Remember I mentioned earlier that they say they worry about the escalation cost. So our product offering to them is that, don't worry about that. For the next 3 years, you are going to have no hike in pricing. So this is your fixed product. So if you are going to pay RM1,000, it's going to be RM1,000 for 3 years. And I guarantee you, it will be renewed. So if your employees had high claims, like over 100% of claims, it's okay, we will still renew you. So this is our promise or our proposition on the product. But of course, in exchange, and this is also in regards to a feedback coming from the employers themselves, they want staff to be more productive. They want less MCs, right? They get a lot of MCs, they get a lot of sick staff. So how to be more productive? So our product also covers this extended part, which is a wellness program. And the wellness program actually gets your employees to come and take a health check with us every year. And you get rewarded if you're healthy. If you're not as healthy, we will encourage you to go for some coaching program. So for instance, if you have obesity as an issue, then we will get a dietitian to speak to you. So there's a lot of programs lined up. And this is what we call early intervention, if I can put it, so that your health is taken care of today before it gets worse. That is one of the proof of concept that we want to show that, you know, if we address the situation today, on the overall basis, the employee will be happy, they will have a healthier lifestyle, employer will be happy, productive staff, and we will be happy, right? Because, you know, there will be lesser claims, lesser people being admitted. So that's the whole gist of what we want to offer to the employees.
When you say rewarded if they are healthy, what kind of reward are we talking about?
We are actually rewarding them up to double of their coverage, their annual limit, we call it. So if the employee has a coverage of, say, 10,000, so, you know, they can make any claims up to 10,000 a year. But if they are healthy, we can double that. So you have a coverage up to 20,000, which is actually good. We don't penalise you, but we only reward you.
Okay, with this, what has been the reception from the market? Are they liking it? Do you think that you have to tweak the product to fit their requirements?
Okay, so we just went to market. We got the approval to enter the sandbox in January. So we went to market after that. We started off now. We have a two-pronged approach. I spoke to you about the B2C, but our first phase when we launched it, we actually launched it through our intermediaries, our brokers, our financial advisors, simply because we want to scale quickly and we want to get the feedback. So I can tell you that the reception has been very favorable to the product. There's a lot of interest there. Of course, we are now only building it. We haven't seen, or rather, I can't give you the, like, you know, how much we've been doing because we just went out like about 2 months. But the interest is there, which gives us a lot of confidence of building it direct as well.
Let's talk about the impact on your financials. Because of these kind of offerings, the 3-year no escalation cost, the double coverage, this would surely add up eventually at the back end. How do you manage that?
Okay, so remember I spoke about when we did this, we actually asked for something in return, right? Your employees need to give us their health metrics. So every year, they are encouraged to take a test. And the test actually looks at 5 key, what I call biometrics, which is your cholesterol level, your blood pressure level, your sugar, which is a HbA1c, and also your BMI. So just these 4 tests, and based on these 4 tests, if we have actually a ranking of 1 heart, which means you are not so healthy, double heart, you are okay, and then triple heart, you're very healthy, right? So if you fall into the double heart or one heart, that's where we encourage you to go through this health screening program, which we work with our partner, Naluri. So there's a lot of digital coaching and a lot of literatures that you can read up. And all this really leads towards our end, as you ask the question, how will it lead to our bottom line, right? We believe that if we build this properly and if it all goes as planned, in 3 years, we will be able, after the 3 years have ended, right, we will actually see a decrease in the losses, which actually helps towards our bottom line instead of the other way around.
Yeah. Tune Protect has posted a positive quarter. This is quite interesting because the fourth quarter ending 31st December, you returned back to the black with a net profit of over R500,000. So you've been running at a loss for 3 quarters. Fourth quarter, there's a positive. Why was there a turn in terms of the positivity for the last quarter?
So, Ibrahim, I come from Tune Protect Life, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of the group. I wouldn't go into details of about the full balance sheet or the full P&L of the company because I'm not in the position to speak on the group's perspective. But from where the group is coming, they've been putting in a lot of efforts in terms of growing a lot of their top-line business and from the segments that they are looking at, which is the lifestyle, health and SME. And that's where Tune Protect Life comes into the picture as well because the SME and lifestyle are really intertwined with the group's direction. So we are very aligned there.
Okay. One more break before we continue on the conversation with Tune Protect Life. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me the Principal Officer of Tune Protect Life, Kut Chiu Ling. Chiu Ling, let's talk a little bit more about the role of intermediaries and agents. Some of the insurance and takaful players, they come on my show, they talk about the requirements and need for them to have intermediaries. However, they are trying to see how they can wean themselves off from it. Mm-hmm. The consensus is that it's not because of the necessity to have them on, largely because they need to explain some of the details and intricacies and complexities of the policies to their prospecting clients. Do you feel that that role is still needed moving forward, even though we can automate most of the things now?
Okay. Now, agents and intermediaries, they are definitely one distribution channel for insurance companies. And they will always be a key distribution channel, especially when it comes to products that are complex, that require a lot of advisory advice. So, yes, they are still very relevant in the industry, right? For us, Tune Protect Ventures, we are offering solutions that's much for the M40, B40, the millennials, the zillennials, the SMEs that are very protection-based, very pure life, pure health product that's simple to understand, simple to buy. So we do not necessarily require the agency platform, so we do not have them as a distribution channel. But as I mentioned earlier, I do have intermediaries like brokers and FAs, because that is a market that is currently already having a sizable SME business and one that can help us scale very quickly.
Looking back at the landscape of the country and the global economy right now, cost of living is a big concern. Insurance cost is also a big component in them managing their cost of living. How do you feel trying to get a share of their wallet, considering that their wallet is already shrinking by the day?
Correct. And this is a very good point that brings me to where our principle values are, right? So we are looking at customers who have a lower share of wallet, and therefore what is very important to us is that we must look at stretching that value for customer on our product. So we don't claim that our product is the cheapest out there, but it's something that we want to give the best value to customer. And when I say best value, I mean that you can have the benefits that suitable for customer comes with a lot of extras, like as I mentioned, the health wellness program comes with it. The pricing, I split it to 3 years. So this is the best value that I can give the customer. The other point in terms of share of wallet, we believe that we should look at the budget that the customer has. I know there are many insurance out there that, you know, emphasize on the needs, right? But we are trying to be very realistic. You know, a customer can need many things, but when you look at their wallet, they cannot afford that kind of needs, right? So we are looking at budget base. What is your budget? And we have to give you something that fit your budget. You may not have everything, but at least you have a certain amount of coverage that, you know, helps you in that time of need. So budget is also very important for us. And the third thing really is that we are talking about solutions for a market that is really untapped. We are not talking about complex product. A lot of the millennials today, the SMEs, they get thrown products that are complex, right? Products that are catered for instance, SMEs, they get thrown products that's catered for corporates, right? Or they get coverage that say, oh, you must have at least XXX amount of premium or XXX amount of staff. But we say, as long as you have 5 and above, you know, we can cover you, we can service you. And okay, we understand your pain, right? As I mentioned, that you cannot afford to have increased in premium. So we promise you the next 3 years, no worries about that. So they are able to plan that ahead. And when they take up our product, they know that the second year, third year, you know, that planning, they know they don't need to factor in higher budget. You know?
What happens to the fourth year onwards?
Fourth year onwards, we access you again, right? Fourth year, after the 3 years, and if you really went through a very good program and your people have been healthy, then we can actually look at continuing that scheme. Or if you really, for the last 3 years, you know, somehow, despite giving you this whole wellness program, we still incur higher claims after the third year, then we need to review. Yeah, maybe you shift to a different plan, or we might have to increase the premium. Yeah,
there's also that whole element of from the point of view of the SME or business owner, do you feel that when they speak to their employees and prospecting workers that might want to join them, this is a good proposition for them to expound upon as a staff benefit?
Yes. We've actually got quite some feedback, right? So employers do find that it's something interesting. They do feel that this is something that can help them, can motivate and can encourage their employees. We also actually offer one step further. We will come in and talk to their people about the benefits of this program. And we actually bring the, you know, health screening to their premises as well, so that, you know, they don't need to worry about assigning you to any of those labs, you know, or hospital or clinics to conduct it. So we bring the services to them, making it very easy and no reason for them not to want to go through.
And again, back to my question, so when they speak to the employees, this is a proposition or this is something that the employees do not appreciate?
The employees do appreciate it, especially when they realise that if they go through this program, there's nothing to lose. They take the program and they can actually up to double their coverage. And this is very important when you do not have that much coverage. And we also extend it to your spouse and children, the program, right? So to the...
Chilling, my question is, I'm the business owner. I'm telling my workers, before you don't have life insurance, today you have life insurance. Does that make me a good employer? That's my question.
Oh, definitely. Because this is about medical...
Then the quantum is how positive does the employee see the business owner?
Correct.
That's my question.
Correct. Now, while I do not have stats on this, right?
I wouldn't have stats on this.
But the feedback we do get from the employers as well as our intermediaries is that once the employers are able to provide this coverage, and I'm talking about medical cover, which before this, they do not have, the employees do not have, right? It is something that the employees appreciate. But of course, if you're talking about statistics on this, I do not have that kind of statistic, like how many in how many employees say they are happy. But the employers themselves have feedback to us, positive, encouraging response.
Yeah. Okay, final comments before we conclude our conversation?
Okay, so to us, the SME market is a very untapped market. We are into this SME space. We hope that we can actually help employers and employees alike to get that kind of insurance coverage, to get that kind of medical cashless card coverage that they should have prior to this. They may self-insure or they may retain the risk or they may not even provide the cover. I encourage SMEs out there to consider this coverage. And when we go to launch with our direct channel, I hope that they can come and find out more.
Thank you very much. That was Koo Chui Ling, the Team Protect Principal Officer. If you want to learn more, just head on to astrong.com and find more there. My name is Ibrahim Sani. Catch you in the next one.